This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's mountains have about half of the amount of snow left than they normally do at this time of year. Snowstorms late last month helped some parts of the state, but all the snow is already gone in the Gunnison River Basin, and it's about the same in the San Juan River Basin. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist.
By the middle of May, they were completely melted out. No more snow on the San Juan Mountains. And that was basically a month early.
More than 80% of Colorado is in a moderate drought or worse. This week's forecast has temperatures getting back to close to 100 degrees for parts of the state tomorrow and Friday. It's been 4 years since three Colorado governments sued Suncor and ExxonMobil, claiming the oil and gas giants are liable for climate change. Now the companies want the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The city of Boulder brought the lawsuit along with San Miguel and Boulder counties. They say Suncor and Exxon should pay to help communities adapt to climate change. The governments want the case heard in state court. The companies have tried and failed to move it into federal court. Last week, Suncor and Exxon asked the U.S. Supreme Court to decide the right venue. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Suncor is a financial sponsor of CPR News. Residents in the resort town of Keystone meet this afternoon to consider incorporating into a municipality. For now, Keystone is part of unincorporated Summit County. On Thursday, it's a memorial for Denver's first black district attorney. Norm Early Jr. died last month. Early was appointed district attorney by Governor Dick Lamb in 1983 and held the position for a decade. A memorial service is tomorrow morning at Empower Field at Mile High. For this afternoon, it's highs close to 90 in Colorado Springs and in Metro Denver, then into the 90s tomorrow and on Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.